Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Indoctrinating your children is extremely important to the left, whether it's at Disney, whether it's in the NCAA and college level, or even at the NFL level now. It is obvious that there is a idea that these places are so influential and so powerful that if they can mandate that your kids believe in certain things and mandate that your kids are indoctrinated in certain beliefs, that they can fundamentally change this country. Now, a quick reminder, if you're listening to this podcast, please make sure you hit the subscribe or auto download button and tell your friends about this podcast. Share this on social media. And if you would, write us a 5-star review to help us, as Democrats have been attacking our podcast recently with bad reviews. Now, I'm going to explain this to you in just a moment. I also want to let you know, I am going to give you another update on Hunter Biden and the real possibility that Hunter Biden is going to be indicted. And the media is now going all in to protect Joe Biden, the White House, and his presidency. I'm going to have that for you in a moment. But before we get to that, I want to deal with this. The NFL has just come out, and the NFL teams are now requiring that they hire women or minorities as coaches for the 2022 season in some capacity on the sideline. The National Football League has set forth a new mandated diversity and inclusion effort for the 2022 season at its annual owners' meeting. Such a requirement is that all 32 teams employ a female or a member of an ethnic or racial minority as an offensive assistant, the league said in a statement. Now, to be clear about this, this is the same woke group that can't define what a woman was last week when we were having a nomination hearing for the Supreme Court. This is the same woke group that says, how dare you try to find a woman? Well, my question is, can the National Football Team League owners decide what they want a woman to be? If a Supreme Court justice, whose requirement to even have an opportunity at the job had to be that she was a woman, who says, I'm not a biologist and I can't actually define what a woman is, then maybe you could just play with this and go, okay, we've decided that Tom is a woman in our eyes, and who are you to tell us they're not? Obviously, that's not going to happen, but just want to give them an idea. The 32 teams must employ a female or a member of an ethnic or racial minority as an offensive assistant. Now, I'm still trying to figure out why it couldn't be defense, special teams. Apparently, offense is important. They say candidates must have at least 3 years of collegiate or professional experience in coaching football. Those persons will receive a 1-year contract with a salary and benefits the organization announced. So in other words, what this means is we want you to have an apprenticeship program. You're going to put them on the offensive side of the ball. Everybody's going to have this position, so no team has a leg up or on another team because they didn't actually just fill a quota. They found the best person for the job. All of you are going to fill a quota. And good luck finding a decent person for this job, but you're all going to be equal in competition because everybody is now going to be saddled with this requirement. Now, for the roles, the NFL say they will reimburse teams up to $200,000 in 2022 and $205,000 in 2023 for a league fund for coaches. So, in other words, the NFL is even saying, we know this is horse crap. We know this is a PR stunt. We know this is about checking a woke box. We're even going to give you the money for this position. Now, this is not actually helping women or ethnic minorities. I want to be clear about this. This is nothing but grandstanding and basically mocking them as a group. Hey, we're going to go, everybody has to hire a job, right? A person for this job on the offensive side of the ball. And all of you, you don't worry, you don't have to pay for it. What? Yeah, you don't have to pay for it. What do you mean you don't have to pay for it? No. We're going to give you money. Don't worry. You're going to pay. We're going to pay for this. We're going to give you $200,000 to subsidize this PR stunt. Now, this isn't actually helping women or ethnic minorities. This is just mocking women and ethnic minorities. And the way that the media is covering this, they're trying to act like this is some huge deal. ABC News broke into their news coverage to tell you about this. Listen.
The NFL has announced new rules to guarantee more opportunities for minorities and women. This comes after former Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores filed a lawsuit against the league and three of its teams for racial discrimination. Trevor Ault has more from outside NFL headquarters in New York. Hi, Trevor.
Diane, these are really big changes from the NFL as the league has been facing increasing scrutiny and pressure from a lot of people who say their minority initiatives simply were not doing enough. And so beginning this upcoming season, all 32 NFL teams will be required to hire a minority or woman in a prominent offensive coaching position. The goal is to then create more highly sought after head coaching minority candidates and then ultimately some more minority head coaches, which a lot of people say there simply is not enough of those right now. This is a substantial.
By the way, I'm just curious, and I think probably if you're a sane human being, you're going to be thinking exactly how I'm thinking at this exact point when you heard what I just told you, and that's this. Are you going to start offering mandates and quotas for white guys on the ball? I mean, there's not a lot of white guys in the NFL compared to African Americans. There's not a lot of Asian guys in the NFL or other minorities outside of African Americans. In fact, the majority of NFL players are, in fact, African American. So my question is, are you going to start mandating that other people, based on the number of positions that African Americans hold in the NFL, are being held? Are you going to mandate that an Asian American, Hispanics, others, right, are going to get jobs in the NFL playing NFL football? Are you going to mandate that, hey, you got to have at least one white guy on the offensive line or at least one Asian or one Hispanic on the offensive line? I'm curious, because if we're going down this road, then you should look at the makeup, and the makeup is very clear. Right? The makeup is obvious, isn't it? The makeup of the NFL is made up of a whole lot of African-American football players who, by the way, happen to be the best people to play those positions. They're the best athletes. I have no problem admitting that. But if we're going to go all PC here, we're going to do all these mandates, then surely this has to work the other way, doesn't it? Right? Surely this has to go back the other direction. Now, that's not all that they're saying about this, right? They're saying, hey, there's these lawsuits, and this is going to be massive, and we're breaking the news coverage, ABC News. The NFL is going to hire mandate requirements for every team to hire a minority or a woman in a prominent offensive coaching position, and this is somehow going to make the world a better place, which, by the way, it's not. But let's just keep pushing this propaganda.
Substantial expansion of what's called the Rooney Rule, which up till now has only required teams to interview one minority candidate before they hired a new head coach. This is also the first time that women have been included. And of course, this change comes as the league is facing a lawsuit from former Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores, alleging discrimination in the league's hiring practices, though the league denies those allegations.
So this is nothing more than a PR stunt. That's all this is, folks. Now, former NFL player also said, and this was 2 years ago, not enough NFL to play the Black National Anthem, and saying we need to have the Black National Anthem played, right? We're going to change all of this. NFL commissioner said NFL players should stand for the National Anthem, right, in leaked audio. But in public, he said the complete opposite of this. This is what PC insanity actually looks like and sounds like. You've got these female and minority NFL coaches that are going to be hired and subsidized, most importantly, subsidized by the NFL. Everybody's going to have to fill this quota. Everybody's going to have to deal with this. And people are excited about this. They think this is a great thing. This isn't helping anyone, by the way. This isn't helping minorities. This is basically mocking minorities. This isn't helping women. This is basically mocking women and the quota there. Now, in recent years, head coaches have predominantly had offensive backgrounds, the NFL said, which is why they believe that this resolution will assist greatly in, quote, continuing to source and identify diverse candidates earlier in their career, providing pipeline depth and furthering developing the diverse offensive pipeline. According to league data, the percentage of people in color in coaching positions increased from 35% in 2020 to 39% in 2021. During that time, the number of minority general managers increased from 5 to 7. The number of minority assistant general managers went from 3 to 6. And while the number of minority defensive coordinators actually went from 13 to 15. Quote, while the increases noted above is a positive step, our diversity numbers are stagnant in the head coach and special teams coordinator roles and have slightly declined in the offensive coordinator role, the NFL league statement says. The NFL will also now consider women for all qualifying roles under the Rooney Rule, an initiative established in 03 in which at least 2 external minorities must be interviewed for head coaching positions and 1 minority must be interviewed for a coordinator job. Before, women could not only satisfy the requirement for positions such as club president or senior executive. NFL teams are currently submitting their diversity, equity, and inclusion plans for the 2022 season. Some initiatives include diverse recruiting, diversity and inclusion education and training, higher head of DEI, and a pay equity analysis, the league said. The statement also said the league would highly regard the inclusion of people from diverse backgrounds when evaluating prospective ownership groups. So if you want to own an NFL team, you better have some quotas in there. You better check a lot of boxes, gays, lesbians, minorities, all over the place. And if you do that, you've got a better chance of being able to buy a team or own a team. Congratulations. We've destroyed everything in this country, even football now, with this type of PC crap.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is also happening in other areas. It's happening, for example, with Disney. Now, Disney right now is in a PR nightmare. And the reason why is because they had this Disney internal all hands on deck Walt Disney Company conference, virtual conference, Reimagining Tomorrow. All the Disney staff is on there, from the theme parks to the movie producers, and Disney production is saying, look, we have got to do a better job of creating enough gender nonconforming characters in lead roles. We got to have more gays, lesbians, transgender, bisexual, queers. The list goes on and on, plus community. And this goes back to, where are you spending your money right now? Now, I've got in my timeline, I said this, I was scrolling through my timeline, and I probably got in the last month genuinely 20 friends, probably 20 good friends that have posted pictures of them with their kids making dreams come true, going to Disney World. I'm not blaming them. I want to be clear, but I'm just saying we have a problem as conservatives. When our values are under assault at a disgusting and vile level, and our kids are being indoctrinated to believe this type of crap that we don't know what a man is or a woman is, and we take away positions from women in the NCAA, and we have a Supreme Court justice, you know, that is gonna, it believes that she can't define what a woman is because she's not a biologist, and then you've got the NFL preaching this kind of crap right now. We still give them our money. We still support them, which doesn't make sense because they understand they're not trying to change your mind as an adult or my mind as an adult. They're just trying to indoctrinate our kids, and our kids, they're trying to indoctrinate them so that they will look at us and think that we are the bigoted, most god-awful human beings on earth, that we are anti-everything that is good, that we are anti-gay, lesbian, transgendered, bisexual, whatever's on that list. We're anti-minority, we're anti-women, we're anti-non-binary, we're anti, you know, all of these things. They want to believe that you abuse them as children by trying to buy them women's clothes or boys' clothes or girls' clothes. Now, Disney and this audio has come out, and they're on damage control right now because they didn't think that you were going to see this. I'm going to play for you a Disney production coordinator saying his team is now to create a tracker to make sure they're creating enough gender nonconforming characters, exploring more queer stories and roles. Listen.
Space.
Yeah, I've had the privilege of working with the Moon Girl team for the last 2 years, and they've been really open to exploring queer stories. And part of, I'm on the production side, part of the work that I feel like I can put in is making sure that we take place in modern day New York. So making sure that that's like an accurate reflection of New York. So I put together like a tracker of our background characters to make sure that we have like the full breadth of expression. And we got into a very similar conversation, Carrie, of like, oh, all of our like gender nonconforming characters are in the background. And so it's not just a numbers game of how many LGBTQ plus characters you have. We got the further, the more centered a story is on a character, the more nuanced you get to get into their story. And especially with like trans characters, you can't see if someone is trans. There's not one way to look trans. And so kind of the only way to have these like canonical trans characters, canonical asexual characters, canonical bisexual characters is to give them stories where they can like be their whole selves.
Be their whole selves. So they can be their whole selves. So that's part of Disney. Now, you may think, okay, I can separate myself from that, right? That's internal. So what? They're going to have a new queer characters and queer leads and all that. And I'm not advocating for that, Ben. I'm just taking my kids to the park, right? That's all I'm doing. I'm just taking my kids to the park. So don't give me a hard time on this, okay? All right, well, guess what they're doing at the parks? Disneyland and Disney World will no longer mention ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls in their theme park because they don't think that's fair to put that pressure on your children when you go there to pick if they're a lady or a gentleman or a boy or a girl.
Last summer, we removed all of the gendered greetings in relationship to our life skills. So we no longer say ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We've provided training for all of our cast members in relationship to that. So now they know it's hello everyone or hello friends. We are in the process of changing over those recorded messages. And so many of you are probably familiar when we brought the fireworks back to the Magic Kingdom. We no longer say ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we say dreamers of all ages. And so I love the fact that it's opened up the creativity, the opportunity for our cast members to look at that. We have our cast members working with merchandise, working with food and beverage, working with all of our guest facing areas where perhaps, you know, we want to create that magical moment with our cast members, with our guests. And we don't want to just assume because someone might be in our interpretation, maybe presenting as female, that they may not want to be called princess. So let's think differently about how do we really engage with our guests.
And remember, your daughter may not want to be called princess. Right? How dare us assume that a little girl wants to be a princess, even though her whole life's dream is to come and see the princess and Cinderella and Snow White and all these other things at Disney World or Disneyland. No, no, no. We can't assume that now. Who are we to assume that your little girl wants to be called princess?
So let's think differently about how do we really engage with our guests in a meaningful and inclusive way that makes it magical and memorable for everyone.
Yeah, there it is. You got to make it magical and memorable for everyone. So do not assume that you can call a little girl princess. Now, of course, that may not be enough, right? You just want to look the other way. You want to give your kid the Disney experience or your grandkid the Disney experience because you went and you should be able to go and take them and have that moment. Is there other places you can go and have your kids have a great time? Yes. Are your kids going to die if they don't go to Disney World? No, they're not. Okay. Are you going to ruin your kid's life and their upbringing if you don't take them to Disney World? Of course not, but it's easy to say yes. So let's move on to Disney's corporate president, who says she supports having many, 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 many LGBTQIA characters in our stories, in our leads. This is a Disney executive president, and here's what she has to say about her own kids.
I'm here as a mother of two queer children, actually, one transgender child and one pansexual child.
Now, this is who's in charge of Disney. Okay, this is their top, one of their top executives. I had to go back and look up pansexual. Pansexual is the romantic, emotional, and/or sexual attraction to people regardless of their gender. Like everyone else, pansexual people may be attracted to some people and not others, but the gender of the person does not matter. People of any gender identity can and do identify as pansexual. That's the definition. Sexual or romantic attraction to people regardless of their gender. So she's got, and that's in the quote bisexual category, but pansexual, they say, is more important that you don't just say that someone's bisexual. In other words, sex of the person doesn't matter. You're just attracted to different people regardless of their sex. So that's not bisexual is what they're saying. It's somehow different, okay? This is just one of those areas. And so this woman says, look, not only do I have a transgender child, I have a pansexual child. I'm waiting for them to throw in omnisexual or polysexual. Those are two new categories. If you don't know about them, you can Google them. That'll be real fun for you. Good luck with that. But she's saying, I'm a corporate president. I'm Disney corporate president. And as a mother, I've got a pansexual child and a transgender child. So this is really important to me to indoctrinate these kids. And listen to what she says.
And also as a leader. And that was the thing that really got me, because I have heard so much from so many of my colleagues over the course of the last couple of weeks, in open forums and through emails and phone conversations, and I feel a responsibility to speak, not just for myself, but for them, to all of us. We had an open forum last week at 20th, where, again, the home of really incredible, groundbreaking LGBTQIA stories over the years, where one of our execs stood up and said, you know, we only have a handful of queer leads.
Think about this. Disney is not making movies that are entertaining your children. What she's saying is Disney's making movies to indoctrinate your children. Well, but Ben, I got to go to Disney World with my kid. It's just part of life, right? I'm going to look the other way and give them thousands of dollars, because Disney is a $1,000 proposition now, right? It's not $50, not $100. It's a $1,000 proposition. That's what it is. Thousands. And this woman is saying, we are not picking leads anymore by just what the best story is. You walk in with a princess story, and we're probably going to change it to two dudes or two chicks or pansexual or gay or lesbian. We're going to make movies where the dads are the stay-at-home dads and the moms are the working women. We're going to change it all up and indoctrinate your kid to think that your family and the way your family is living is weird.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This president is telling you that they are trying to indoctrinate your children to believe everything opposite of what traditional values are.
In our content. And I went, what? That can't be true. And I realized, oh, it actually is true. We have many, many, many LGBTQIA characters.
By the way, just think about this. How many of you didn't even know that, right? This president is shocked that there weren't leads, right? She can't believe that there weren't many, many, many lead characters that were gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual, queer, the IA, right? Whatever all this means. And she's shocked when they stood up and said in a meeting recently that we don't have enough leads. And she's like, well, hold on. We have many, 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 many characters in our stories that are LGBTQIA. How could it be that there's not enough leads? Well, we got to fix that problem because we are indoctrinating children
in our stories. And yet we don't have enough leads. and narratives in which gay characters just get to be characters. And not.
That's a very important point, by the way, this Disney corporate president saying. They don't just want the character to be gay. They want it to be normal, which means you have to shove this out into the public as often as you can, as fast as you can, because the only way to normalize it is to make it where kids see 8, 9, 10, 12, 15, 18, 20 different stories where the leads are transgender or queer, bisexual or gay, and at some point it becomes as normal as a dude and a chick. It becomes as normal as the normal love stories that we've had of the prince and the princess of Disney. Now we need two princes or two queens. That's what we need. That's what we're asking for here. That's what she's saying. I'm not saying it. She just said it in her own words. She's saying that this is what we need. We have to have this. And without this, we are not going to, you know, we're not going to be able to change the hearts and minds of children. Are you paying attention? Now, again, most of you right now don't like what I'm saying because this means that you would actually have to stand up for what you believe in and you'd actually have to say, okay, I'm going to cancel Disney Plus. I'm going to not take my kid to Disney World. I'm going to not buy them Disney toys. I'm not going to take them to the Disney movies, right? And that's hard. Well, when you fast forward 15 years from now and your five-year-old now thinks that you're a bigot and a racist and you're anti-LGBTQ, and they tell that you raised them in a terrible way, remember all of what I just told you, please, I beg of you. Remember where they were getting indoctrinated, and the entire time, you were paying for it. You were the one that was paying for your children to go in a different direction than the way that you were raised or brought up. Now, if that's what you want, then knock yourself out. Disney is the place for you. I'll also make that very clear. Disney is the place for you. Knock yourself out. If this is what you want, you're going to get it from Disney. They're happy to deliver it to you, hand wrap it with trackers that tell you just how many gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual, non-binary roles are out there for your kid to be indoctrinated with. They want you to know that they're going to take care of this for you. Why do you think they're talking about it so openly? Listen to the end of the Disney corporate president saying she supports, we need more leads. We've got to normalize the leads. We have to make so many leads gay, lesbian, and transgender that the kids don't even notice it.
Not have to be about gay stories. And so that's been very eye-opening for me. And I can tell you it's something that I feel perhaps had this moment not happened, I, as a leader, and me as my colleagues, would not have focused on. And going forward, I certainly will be more so. I know that we will be. And I hope this is a moment where, shoot, the 50% of the tears, sorry, are coming.
I want you to be clear. This woman cares so much about this, she's actually crying right now. This is how much she is going to be focused on changing the way that your child looks at the world, indoctrinating your child to believe that that a man can be a woman can be a man, and that you can't define what a woman actually is. There was a new poll out recently among those 35 and under, and it said more than 50% said you cannot define a woman as a woman or a man as a man. That there's not one man, that there's no such thing as a woman as just in DNA, or there's no such thing as a man when it comes to DNA. That's what this actually said. How do you do that? You just change the hearts and the minds by indoctrinating them through cartoons. Children into believing what I just said to you. What she just said and why she's crying.
We just don't allow each other to go backwards.
We don't allow each other to go backwards. Now, this is, again, you have a choice to make. Do you keep giving your money to Disney so they can keep indoctrinating your kids to turn your kids against you and your traditional values? Do you keep going to Disney, giving them the money to do what they're doing right now, to, quote, reimagine tomorrow? This is the name of their conference they had. And then they bring in these activists. Disney activism partner Nadine Smith got a keynote role at this conference telling the LGBTQ employees that, quote, conservatives will criminalize your existence and take your kids. Now, this is not happening. They say it's happening in places like Florida and Texas. It's not. You know, they just went after the Don't Say Gay bill in Florida. You may have seen that, right? The Don't Say Gay bill didn't exist. It doesn't say the word gay anywhere in the bill, but they're lying to you about it, right? That's all that matters. They're going to keep lying to you because it's that important to indoctrinate your children. And they believe that the, and this is what they're going to tell your children through these stories, is that your children should be ashamed of the Republican Party and of the GOP. Because they are trying to take away parents' children if the parents are gay or lesbian or transsexual or bisexual or whatever it is. Not a single Republican's trying to do this. They're going to tell you, though, that the GOP, not only are they trying to take away your kids, they're the biggest bigots. And they're going to try to criminalize people for being gay or lesbian. No Republican's trying to do that right now, by the way, but they're that's what they're telling your kids. Listen to this.
Coverage. But the context is also who is pushing it, what their record is, and what the history is in Florida. You know, you can go back to the 50s, to the Johns Committee, where the legislature was actively put together a task force whose whole job was to root out civil rights workers and any homosexuals in the university system. They destroyed lives. Literally, people committed suicide behind the relentless attack. And then you have Anita Bryant, and many of us are of an age to remember Anita Bryant's Save Our Children campaign, which was premised on the same ideas that undergird this bill. And because of her campaign that equated being gay with being a child predator, she was able to pass a ban on gay people being able to adopt, a marriage ban, and then she took that nationwide. And so when we react to this, a lot of us are reacting from the pain we experienced of being isolated and stigmatized in school. But we're also reacting from the reality that when they can erase you, when they can criminalize your existence, when they can demonize who you are, the next step is to criminalize you and take your kids.
Okay. Let's just back up for a second. Disney is now saying that the GOP will criminalize your existence and take away your kids. You just heard it. Criminalize you being gay or lesbian. There's not a single Republican out there that I know in any leadership role that wants to lock up people if they say they're gay or lesbian. That's absurd. It's not happening. Doesn't matter. This is what Disney is selling. Okay, this is what Disney is trying to sell to you. This is what they want you to believe. Not you, your kids. That's a better way of saying it. Your children. They want your children to believe this. They believe that your children should believe this. And so they're telling these employees, just know, and you need to understand that these Republicans want to lock you up. They want to criminalize your existence. And they want to take away your children. Parents, grandparents, you have a choice to make. Are you going to continue to make these people famous and rich so they can turn your children against you, or are you going to take up a stand? Now, there's plenty of other entertainment out there. There are other places to take your children besides Disney World. And the only reason why Disney World is important to your kids is because you've told them it's important. You've created an environment where Disney World is everything. Okay, that's what this is. That's what's happened here. You need to understand that. They don't think that Disney is important if it wasn't for you telling them it's important. And buying all the Disney stuff to tell them it's important. Showing them all the Disney things, telling them it's important. None of this would matter otherwise. None of it. We can look the other way as parents and grandparents, and we can lose an entire generation of these people, these activists. And they will turn your kids against you. When you indoctrinate kids at this age, do not be surprised if you just allow this to go on in your home and for this to be watched in your home. Okay, do not be surprised if when your kids hit the ages of 16, 18, 20, they don't talk to you anymore. Don't be surprised if they don't let you see your grandkids one day. It's already happening. I know people now who haven't even met their grandkids because they had their kids grow up in a traditional Christian family home. And their kids have been indoctrinated to believe that their parents are bigots and racists. And literally they hold their grandkids ransom from the grandparents. Because you can't be friends with people that believe in traditional marriage. That's what they're being indoctrinated to believe. That's something you're not allowed to do. I've warned you. You get to make the choice. It's your family. But when your kids turn against you one day and they don't take your phone calls and they don't show up for Christmas or Thanksgiving, this is why. And the large part of it is going to be your fault because you didn't take a stand and you didn't say no. Because it was easier to let them watch Disney movies and be indoctrinated by these people who are telling you that they're indoctrinating your kids. And that the movies are no longer entertainment, they're propaganda. All right, I hope all of you that are listening right now will get in the fight. I hope that you'll hit the share button and share this podcast. Send it in a text message to a friend, a family member. Share it on social media. Please make sure you hit the auto download or subscribe button so you get this podcast each and every day for free. And support us with writing us a 5-star review, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's 4patriots.com/Ben.